Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We are indeed excited. Amen, Jesus. Excited about, amen, this day that the Lord has made. And we do rejoice, and we are so glad in it on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And at this time, people of God, amen, we will turn this broadcast over to the woman of God. Amen. Evangelist Diane Bond, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Good evening. Hallelujah. Amen. So good. Praise God. Amen. And just blessed. Amen. To be back into the house. They said a worship one more time. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God it's Friday. Amen. The Lord has brought us all the way from Monday. Amen. All the way up to Friday. Amen. And we just want to praise him tonight. Amen. For his goodness, his kindness, his mercy. Amen. His love. The blood of Jesus. Amen. That kept us all week long. Amen. We praise the Lord for that. Praise God. Amen. Because he didn't have to do it, but we are so grateful that he did. Amen. And we just greet you today. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To bring you good news. Amen. And thank you. Amen. For joining us tonight on the Prayer News Network. Yes, the Prayer News Network. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but just, amen, just don't want to hear no bad news, but give me some good news. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We have come into this place, gathered in his name to worship him. Glory to God. Amen. And tell the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So we praise the Lord for you tonight. Amen. Gather around. Call your friends. Call your neighbor, amen. Call your uncle, amen. Hallelujah, auntie, your brothers, sisters, amen. Glory to God, amen. Your enemies, amen. You all done made up, become best friends now. Glory to God, amen. To let them know, praise God, amen. Good news is coming their way, amen. Glory to God, amen. The Prayer News Network, amen. Hallelujah. We just pray today, praise God, and come today, praise God, amen, just praying and hoping that your day, amen, has been a blessed day, praise God, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah, just been enjoying Jesus all day long, praise God, amen, the beauty of his handwork, amen, the blue sky, praise God, amen, and watching, praise God, the sun go down, hallelujah, amen. Glory to God, and looking at the birds, praise God, hallelujah, the rabbits, amen, don't know about you, but we have rabbits, amen, that comes out and visit us every now and then, praise God, amen, but just giving the Lord, just thankful, able to see, amen, praising the Lord for the activities of our limbs, today, praise God, amen, we're able to move around, praise God, and hallelujah, woke us up, praise God, the blood yet running warm, in our veins, glory to God, hallelujah, that's enough to give the Lord a big praise for, hallelujah, amen, may not be doing as much fast walking as we used to, amen, but we're moving, glory to God, amen, whether by cane, whether by walk or what, praise God, however, amen, give God the praise, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, the song said, amen, all of my good days, I'll weigh my bad days. I won't complain, huh? Because God's been good to me. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just praise the Lord today for you. Amen. For coming in and joining us with us. Praise God. Amen. Trying to give you enough time. Amen. To settle down. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Ready to receive. Amen. The blessings of the Lord that's coming our way. Amen. Hallelujah, amen, and we give honor today, amen, hallelujah, to Christ who is the head of our life, amen, we're yet saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, and that with a burning fire, glory to God, hallelujah, Amen. Yes, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are not defeated. Hallelujah. We serve a God that is, amen, it's enough to get excited about. Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Just the mentioning of his name. Glory to God will make you run around in the house. Hallelujah. Somebody said it, sung a song. Amen. And say amen. The Holy Ghost is, amen. Glory to God. So much joy. Amen. To it'll make you run and nobody be after you. Praise God. It'll make you holler. Ain't nobody done nothing to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And that's what I love about the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He will give you joy, unspeakable joy. Glory to God. And we praise the Lord today. Hallelujah. For all that he has done, all that he's going to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You will not leave this place the same way you came. Amen. To all of our listeners, to all of our first-time listeners, amen. You are in the right place at the right time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't touch that down. Hallelujah. Stay there. Amen. Stay because you're in the right place at the right time. Amen. Great things is coming your way. Hallelujah. Great things is coming your way. Amen. Regardless of what it looks like, what you've been through, how you feel, great things is coming your way. Amen. Because we're living in a now. Praise God. Amen. For the words that now to him that is able, amen, to keep us from falling. Amen. Hallelujah. To the only wise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Who have dominion and power. Glory to God. Amen. You in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Amen. A week of honor tonight. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. To the host, the visionary. Praise God. Amen. Of this great, awesome, Holy Ghost filled. Praise God. Anointed. Glory to God. Prayer line tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. To the evangelist Annette Bradley. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just can't wait. Amen. Till we all get together. Amen. And just meet one another. Praise God. And to honor. Amen. This great woman of God. Hallelujah. Evangelist Annette Bradley tonight. Amen. God bless you tonight, woman of God. We love you. Amen. As I so often say, a woman that wears many hats. Amen. Glory to God. And we praise the Lord for her tonight. Amen. And her endeavors, her devotion. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We just praise the Lord for her tonight. Amen. And to all of our advisors, God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. To all of our listeners, God bless you, 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 and yes, you. Praise God. From the young to the old, God bless you tonight. Amen. Don't know all of you by name. Amen. But hallelujah. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for you. Amen. For him making up this gathering tonight in Jesus' name and what make it what it is. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Amen, and to all of our leaders tonight, God bless you. Amen, that's on the line tonight. Amen, thank the Lord for your prayers, your strength. Glory to God, amen. We just praise the Lord for you. Hallelujah, for joining us tonight. Amen, hallelujah, amen. Tonight, glory to God, amen. We just come tonight, amen, amen, to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen, to know that prayer is the key. And faith unlocks the door. Glory to God. And we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. I'm already blessed. Amen. Just being on the line, I'm already blessed. Amen. Glory to God. I'm blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Marvelous blessed tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Just tell somebody, amen, the Lord ain't through with me yet. Amen. Oh, yes, just tell them, the Lord ain't through with me yet. Amen. Glory to God. You see me now, but tell them, Lord, have mercy. Wait, wait, just wait. Amen. Just wait. Amen. Hallelujah. Just tell them just to wait. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just wait. If they think they see you now, just tell them wait till the next come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But we praise the Lord tonight. I'm excited, you all, tonight, amen, for the goodness, amen, his mercy tonight. Glory to God, just being, praise God, in the presence of the Lord, amen, because the word said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, amen. Glory to God, everybody don't have this liberty, amen, everybody can, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, some states, amen, some nations, amen, amen, you better not mention the name of Jesus, amen. So I praise the Lord for the liberality. I praise the Lord for the freedom. Glory to God. Amen. To say amen. Hallelujah. I love Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And we just like to recognize, amen, and honor those, praise God, amen, for those that have gone on and paved the way. Amen. For so many for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That spread the good news. Amen. Glory to God. That preach the gospel. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Uncompromising. Glory to God. Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And also, praise God, just recognize, amen, the late, amen, Apostle S.D. James. Amen. Senior. Praise God. Amen. Apostle Samuel Hudgens. Amen. Presiding Bishop K.A. Tanay, praise God, and our pastor, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor, glory to God, amen, just want to honor and recognize them, amen, for the awesome work that they have done, amen, and the awesome work that they are doing, amen, to stay on the wall, don't come down, hallelujah, amen, stay on the wall, hallelujah, amen, continue the work, amen, in the Lord, amen. And we all say praise God, hallelujah, again, thank you, amen, for joining us, text a friend, amen, call, amen, to let them know that Prayer News Network, amen, is online, live, praise God, glory to God, and later on, amen, we will give you telephone numbers, praise God, amen, to where you can get a copy of the broadcast, amen, hallelujah, as we say every night, we've been going higher and higher and higher in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Even on last night. Amen. I think a sister. Amen. Renee, praise God, talked on the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. You got to have it. Amen. Hallelujah. Before you get to heaven, you got to have it. Amen. Amen. It's something. Amen. About the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We want that resurrection power. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. To get up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So we just here to spread the good news tonight. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Amen, glory to God. Amen, who would serve a God like this? Hallelujah, amen. So good, so kind, so merciful. Amen, and I just praise the Lord tonight. Amen, glory to God. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Glory to God, but I praise him. Amen. Glory to God for looking down on us one day, saving me and sanctifying me. Amen. And filling me with the precious Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. And we thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he is good. He is kind tonight. Amen. And there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through. Amen. But we're going to turn it over to Jesus tonight. Amen. Give it to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. The song said, Jesus is real. I know. Amen. I can feel him in my hand. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. Jesus is real tonight. Amen. We're going to get ready. Praise God. To sanctify the line. Amen. So we can, amen, move on into the service. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. About the word tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. So we ask you to draw your hearts and minds in tonight. Glory to God as we get ready to go before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherever you are. Amen. Hallelujah. You can pray too. Amen. Glory to God. We just coming together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Petitioning the Lord tonight. Asking him to have his way. Glory to God.
The recording has started.
Come on in the room. Hallelujah. Come on in the room. Glory to God. There's peace in the room. There's joy in the room. Hallelujah. There's love in the room. Hallelujah. There's deliverance in the room. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is in the room tonight. Come on. Amen. In the room. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just praise the Lord tonight. Amen. For you. Amen. Come. Praise God. Amen. One mind and one accord. Hallelujah. Our Father, our God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We come to say thank you. We come to lift up your name tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To say we love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. Glory to God. There is none like you in all the earth, O God. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our Jehovah Rapha. You are, praise God, hallelujah, more than enough to us, hallelujah. You are, praise God, the great I am tonight. You are our Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, you are joy in the time of sorrow. You are hope. For tomorrow, hallelujah. You are strength when we're weak and warm, hallelujah. You are the salvation of our hearts tonight, Lord. We come to say thank you tonight, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to look upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Search our hearts and our minds tonight. Find anything that shouldn't be, Lord. Take it out and strengthen us tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to be right and we want to be whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, standing, hallelujah, in a need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Standing, oh God, in a need, oh God, that you will meet every one of our needs tonight in the name of Jesus. Some great, some small, hallelujah. Oh God, we come tonight in the name of Jesus asking you, Lord, to have your way in this place tonight. Have your way, Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Set the captives free in the name of Jesus, the anointing of God. Destroys every yoke in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Fire baptized tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Save. Glory to God. Renew, revive, restore in the name of Jesus. For you are the great I am. Lord, and because you are God, we are who we are today. Hallelujah, Lord. Your word said not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit, saith the Lord. Glory to God, and we praise your name. Almighty God, hold us in the palm of your hand tonight, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name for the Holy Ghost tonight, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remember every listener. That's on the line tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, to meet every one of their needs. Let them not leave here, God, empty, broke, busted, and disgusted. But God, we ask you tonight to meet the needs. The anointing of God destroys every yoke. Lord, we counsel the assignment of the enemy. Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your name is above every name. Glory to God. Sickness has to bow to your name. Glory to God. Whatever, God, hallelujah, it is. Glory to God, that's not right. You said in your word, you'll make the crooked way straight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. For Lord, your word said, heavens declare the glory of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, we come tonight in the name of Jesus. Lifting our voice tonight to say thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we got saved. Calling on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, of Jesus. Hallelujah. They have not changed. Your name, glory to God, brings about a change. Glory to God. Your name, oh God, heal the sick. Your name set the captives free. Your name, oh God, put the enemy in a run. In the name of Jesus. Your name, Jesus. Glory to God, will wipe a tear from their eyes. Your name, Jesus, bring comfort. In the name of Jesus. Your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. We thank you tonight. And we ask you tonight, remember Evangelist Bradley tonight. Glory to God. We hold up before you tonight. Hallelujah. To have your way in our life. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God, overshadow her with the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, her family, God. Hallelujah, bless her going out and her coming in. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for you are God. And beside you, there is none other. Lord, we ask you to bless the message and the messenger on tonight. Glory to God. Strengthen us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anoint us from on high. Speak Holy Ghost tonight. In the name of Jesus. God, every advisor tonight. Hallelujah. Bless God. Double for the trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus. Turn that situation around in the name of Jesus. For good in Jesus' name. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we love you tonight for what you have done and that you're going to do. Glory to God. If you don't do nothing else, you've already done enough. But Lord, we want to praise you tonight, Lord. Our soul said yes to you. Our will say yes to you. Our heart say yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For you, glory to God of our swords. You are the compass of our joy. Glory to God, and we praise you tonight. We love you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that you meet every need. Heal, God. Deliver, set free. Have your way tonight. And we'll forever give you praise, oh God. Hallelujah. You hide us behind the cross. Keep us, oh God, as an apple of thine eye. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, and we ask it all. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Glory to God. Let the words of our mouth in a minute of Oshaka, Dema, Nosika, let the Rabashande, hallelujah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, thy Redeemer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thy Redeemer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thy strength. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Devil, you get no victory here. In the name of Jesus, we will continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You come to hinder, but we plead the blood of Jesus on you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we thank you tonight. We thank the Lord tonight. We thank the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. That's already in the place. Glory to God. Amen. And we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God for his healing. We praise the Lord tonight for his deliverance. We praise the Lord tonight. Amen. For setting free. We praise the Lord. Amen. For peace of mind. We praise the Lord tonight for financial blessings. We praise the Lord tonight for the victory. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Amen. Shout victory in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. Amen. But I just got a feeling, amen, that everything, amen, is going to be all right. Amen. Everything, amen, is going to be, amen, all right. Amen. Glory to God. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Actually, praise God. Get your pencil and pad tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Don't want you to miss anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just in case. Amen. You want to write down something. Amen. write down, praise God, amen, the scripture. Amen. A nugget, praise God. However, amen, don't want you to miss it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're going to get ready. Praise God, amen, to introduce to some, praise God, and present to others. Amen. On tonight, amen. Glory to God. One of our advisors, amen, coming tonight to us. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Woman of God, whom I love very much. Praise God. Amen. Our prayers. Amen. With her, praise God. Amen. Tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Woman of God, that will tell you like it is. Amen. Amen. But in such a sweet way. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to ask, praise God. Amen. None other. Praise God. Pray for her, saints. Pray for her. Praise God. Amen. None other than, praise God. Amen. Minister Ollie Brooker tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's lift our voice and just say, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen, woman of God. Amen. God bless you tonight.
God bless you. God bless each of you all tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I magnify the name of the Lord tonight. I praise God for all of his benefits. I thank for his goodness, his mercy, his love, and his kindness. I magnify the name of the Lord for the Holy Ghost. I thank and I praise God for the prayers of the saints of the Most High God. I bless the name of the Lord for him being who he said he is. I praise God tonight for strength. I magnify the name of the Lord because the saints of the Most High God, if it was not for the Lord on our side, what would we be tonight? What would we be tonight? And honor the name of the Lord tonight, our Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, that he sent to give his life for us. I magnify his name because his name, hey, his name so worthy to be praised. And I praise God for Jesus. I praise God for the Holy Ghost. Hey, I magnify the name of the Lord for joy. I praise God for strength. Oh, I bless the name of the Lord tonight. I praise him. I praise him. Hallelujah. I magnify the Lord for all of those that he have called in this body of Christ as a home, even those that have not come yet, but will come, hey, by his word, and will be drawn by his spirit. I magnify the Lord tonight for Minister Bradley, the founder of this great ministry. I praise God for her. I praise God for the work that God is doing in her. I magnify the Lord for blessing the work of her hands, and wherever her feet tread, it's blessed. I bless the name of the Lord for the visionary, the vision that he has given unto her because she's a great visionary. I praise God for his people as in whole saints, and we should esteem others more highly than we do ourselves. I magnify the name of the Lord for our intercessors that go on, that have left this work unto us to carry out, even Jesus himself. Hey, even Jesus himself. I praise the name of the Lord that they have entrusted us. Have entrusted us. Oh, glory. That we would carry on. That we would do the will of the God. That we would press on regardless to our situation. Regardless to our circumstance. I bless the name of the Lord for the spirit of endurance. I praise God. I praise God for the intercessor. I praise God. I praise God. And I thank God for my teaching. I praise God for my raising, being raised up in the word of God. I bless the name of the Lord because we're not our own. We don't stand on our own, saints. And I come tonight just to lift his name and to magnify him. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Gone through much since you heard my voice. But nevertheless, hey, God is who he say he is. Oh, glory. God is, hey, who he say he is. God is. And because God is, we are tonight. Not in our own strength, hey, but in the strength of the Lord. And I bless him for that tonight. I bless the name of the Lord. I just want to praise him, saints. I just want to praise his name. I just want to glorify him in honor of all. The whole body of Christ, every apostle, every prophet, everything the pastor and teacher helps and so on and so on. Oh, far and near, I just want to magnify the Lord. For my family, I want to praise God. I just want to bless him tonight. Why? I'm glad you asked me the question. Because God is worthy. And he did tell us to give honor, to whom honor is due. And sometime I'm going to talk about myself. I know how to talk about me, but I don't know how to talk about you, but I do know how to lift you up unto the name of the Lord. And I praise God tonight, saints, because sometimes I found myself honoring so much and spending a lot of time in honoring here and honor there, and sometimes I cut God short. Hey! Sometimes you cut him short, not intend to. But God do. God is do all. Hey! When I tell you all, God is really do all. All saints. Saints, God is do all. All of the praise. God is do all of the honor. God is who he say he is. And he is who you will allow him to be in your life tonight. And I come to magnify the name of the Lord with you, with you, with you. I come to glorify the name of the Lord tonight with you, with you. I come to lift the name of the Lord tonight with you, with you. Hey, I come in the name of the Lord tonight. Not by power, not by might, but by his spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And I come tonight in the name of Jesus to all of your leaders, my leaders. I bless God. I bless God because nothing happened in the earth but those things that he said would be. And I praise the name of the Lord tonight, but he's still a keeper. He's still a provider. He's still a sustainer. He's still a lifter of our heads. He's still a healer. Hey! He's still the rock of our salvation. He's still our joy, still our peace. He's still long-suffering. Hey! I praise him tonight. I praise the name of the Lord. I just want to praise him, saints. Is that all right? Yeah, you can praise him too. Yes, sir. You can really praise him too. The prayers have already gone up. The prayers have already gone up. We already given honor to all those that honor should be given to. I just want to come in his presence tonight. Why? I'm glad you asked me the question. Because in God, in praising God, he dwells there. In praising God, he dwells in the midst of your praise tonight. If you like his strength, just give him a praise. If you like his confidence, give him a praise. Hey! If you like an assurance, give him a praise. If you like him, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord anywhere. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. I declare he'll dwell right there. I declare he'll dwell right there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God of the Most High. Bless his holy name. Hey, glory be to God. Bless his holy name in the midst of all, not some, that we have been confronted with this late day. Still had to give him what due to him. Still had to give him what was due to him. Heart broken into many pieces, but still had to give God what due unto his name. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because we just like grass. We're just a vapor, a moment of a twinkling of an eye. That day he given unto us breath of life can be taken in a moment of twinkling of an eye without a warning. And I come tonight to celebrate and to honor such great and mighty, strong arm. God Almighty, our Heavenly Father, that no way we can get to him but through Jesus. For there's no other name whereby given on earth that where man can be saved. But Jesus, he is the way. He's the very truth and he is life. And in him, there's life everlasting, eternal into heaven. And I praise God for that. I praise God, thanks because tonight I was thinking on the scripture where the scripture says heaven, oh, and earth. Not just heaven. It says heaven and earth don't vanish. It says so, Frank. It says so. And earth just like a garment, it wears out. Now I said, God, if earth, if heaven gonna vanish, and we all trying to get there.
Yes.
Well, what we gonna be? We all thriving and trying to get to heaven. And if heaven gonna vanish now, what are we thriving to get to? And it came to mind there's gonna be a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God. I said, oh, I remember this scripture because I'm asking him a question. When you read things, if some things kind of captivate you, and it makes you think. It makes me think. Do it make you? Mm-hmm. We were made from dust. And dust we're going to return. The first thing God, when God created us, God created us from the dust. He created us from the dust. And then the last thing God gave us was the breath of life. He gave us the breath of life. And when he come back for us, that was last going to be first. And that was first will be last. So that he gave us last was breath. Was breath. And that will be taken first. And the state that we was in at the beginning, we going to be, that going to be again. At the end. We'll remain in that state. We'll be in that state. But the spirit of life that God gave us will leave that body. And all you will see that dust. You dust, I'm dust. Dust can't talk about dust because when you look at it, we all dirt. We all dust. Your dust ain't no better than my dust. My dust not better than your dust. Your dust not higher, nor is it greater. Because we all dust. It don't matter a title that we have. Blessed be the name of the Lord for trusting us with the gifts. The gifts. I praise God for the gifts that he has given to the body of Christ, that the saints can be perfected. I praise God that the saints can be enlightened, the saints can be strengthened, the saints of God can be healed, the saints of God can be delivered, the saints of God can be filled, the saints of God can be uplifted. But I praise God for the gift that he has trusted and given us in the earth. But I also magnify the name of the Lord that he said, gift comes without repentance. But I say, I want the repentance of God more so that I do a gift. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want the repentance of the Almighty. And I don't want to get caught up. Oh, I bless God for the gift. Because we prophesy in part. We preach in part. We tell the story in part. Oh, but when the fullness comes, that was done in part won't be done away then. But I praise God tonight, saints. I just want to testify. I got to praise him, saints. I got to do it. I must do it because I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. Is it our last time? We do, you know? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, saints. We waiting for rapture. People being raptured up now. But I know there's another one, but people being taken up out of here. People go to their job and seem to be all right. Kiss the wife. Leave and kiss the wife. See you later, darling. Or the husband, see you in the morning. pull the children's toes, mess around with them here. Why wait number 1235, 1245 call? Get a call, but it's not the call she expected. Mm-hmm. Talking about my nephew now. Hey, my. Blessed be, glory to your name, God. I owe it to you. Hey, I owe it to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. We get that call, and don't call at that time of morning. 2:30, 3 o'clock is not all the time a good call, but it's a necessary call. Oh, we got bust up, saints of the Most High God. I got torn to pieces. Glory. The breath got knocked out you. Your knees got weak. Oh, glory to God. Hey. That unexpected call. And then you don't know what to do with yourself. When you come to that, when you don't know what to think. You don't know what way to go. Yes, I said it. Don't know what to do. Don't know what way to go. Waiting for daybreak. All I could do was I rest out to the loved ones and pray with the loved one, encourage the loved one, and try to be some type of strength to the loved one. But sometimes you just got you need strength yourself. You need encouraging, uplifting yourself. Sometimes you run out of gas your own self, and you just running on fumes. Hey, but I thanks be to God. Oh, he's my strength. He's your strength. I praise God. Got that call. 2 years old. Had a heart attack. Yeah. The baby, I think, in 12 or 13. Son had just graduated that Friday. And he got up out of here sometimes between, I'm going to say, midnight that. I hadn't read the death certificate, but it was before day, Tuesday morning. So sometime Monday night or early Tuesday morning. Because anything after 12 at midnight, it's the next morning. That's why we tell God if I'm up, thank you for God you have blessed us with new mercy. New mercy has kissed us. At 12:01, new mercy, and I praise God. But nevertheless, saint, we don't know. You don't know. But whatever you got, you need to give it to God tonight. And we owe him. We owe him. But this just another day that the Lord has kept us. This is another day that God has kept our family members. It's another day. Another day that God has given us a mind to lift his name up. It's another day God has given us a mind and desire to declare him great in the earth. It's another day, saints of the Most High God, all over the world, far and near, all over, whomever can hear under the sound of my voice tonight. We owe God a praise. We owe God honor. We owe God. We owe God. We owe God. We owe it to him to lift his name up. We owe it to him to glorify his name. We owe it to God to raise our hands unto him. We owe it to God to lift our eyes unto the hill from which is cometh our help, knowing all our help cometh from the Lord. We owe it to God because he is the rock. They're higher than us, and we can run into that rock, and we can be saved. We owe it to God, Almighty God. Because he rode with a strong arm, and nothing hid from him. No thoughts that we can have that he don't already know beforehand. There's no action or nothing we can even attempt to do, or nothing we can even think. Us to think of that he don't already know about. Absolutely nothing. Every hair on our head is already numbered. Every piece of grain of sand is already numbered. Everything. Our days are numbered. Everything. Don't want to get caught up on stuff. Don't want to get caught up on things. Don't want to get caught up on a dollar. Don't want to get caught up. Aye. No, no. If you don't do nothing else, God knows God have done great things for me. He's done great things for you. He's done great things, and he's still doing great things for us. And I thank be to God, a lot of us have lost loved ones, but he left us. Why? Do you wonder sometimes, Lord, why? Why? I'm not finished with you. I left you that you may declare my name in the earth. I left you that my glory can rest upon you. I left you that my righteousness can flow and come forth out of you. I left you that you will be my voice in the earth. I left you that you can be my eyes and also my ears. I left you that you can be my hands that can touch someone's life. I left you that your feet can go. Ah, I left you. Ah, I left you. And I thanks be to God that he's given me another chance, another opportunity just to lift his name up tonight with you all. I praise the name of the Lord. I do thank because this has made me to consider and reconsider. Look at things in a different light. Oh, don't get so caught up in what I think or what I feel. It's according to what the Lord says. It's according to what his word says. Because heaven and earth will pass, but God's word going to stand. And that's why I want to be found in his word. Because if heaven and earth pass, where will I be found? I want to be found in his word. Why you want to be found? I'm glad you asked me the question. Why? Why? His word going to stand. His word going to stand. Heaven and earth may pass, but God's word gonna stand and gonna remain. The word was in the beginning. The word is in the middle. The word is at the end. I am that I am. Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, first and last. Ha! Yes, sir. God is. So if I just testify tonight, and whatever word God lets flow from me to you, if I don't give you scripture, perhaps the way you want me to give you a topic, like we are so accustomed to doing, but it's just a time and season that we got to let God do God and let God yes. be God. He does. He just wants a vessel. Ah, yeah. He wants a vessel. He wants a vessel that if you open your mouth and you allow me, I will speak. I will flow from out of your belly rivers of living waters. I'll speak if you allow me to. Not to what you want, but what I will. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Over in Isaiah, since the woman God was telling us, he said, listen. How can he listen? He said, listen now. I'm saying something. Listen to me. You all been believing. I need y'all to trust me with everything you got. Mm. Everything that's in you. Every fiber in your body. I need a trust. Because why do you need to trust? Trust me. When everything else gloomy, when everything else looks doomed, you're going to need a God. You're going to need that God that departed the Red Sea. Also, we got some seeds need to be departed. You're going to need that God that called Lazarus to come forth. You're going to need that God that calls you to come out the grave clothing. You're going to need that God to raise you up out of your dawn. You're going to need that God to cause healing to take over that body. You know what I mean? That God, that living God, that only one true living God that can renew your mind. Gonna need that God that gonna make sure that you got a pure heart, because only that pure heart gonna be able to see God and see Him in peace. That God. There are many gods in the earth, but that's only one true living God. There are many gods that are being worshipped, but there's a God above every other God. There's a God greater than all other gods. We can't waste and lose no more time. Any hope or any ill feeling towards any man, woman, girl, or boy, sister, brother, child, nephew, don't make a difference who it is. Whatever it may be, it's time to get the house in order. Yes. Time to set the house in order. No matter what it may be, you do your part. And don't worry about if the others don't do their part. Just God have a requirement of me doing my part. Yes, He does. God has a requirement of me. I do my part. When you do your part, leave the rest up to Him. And trust me, He's going to do His part. And saints, while it is day, we must work. While we have the now, we must do it His way. We have to, saints, because all we have is right this moment, right now. Right now, right now. And I'm saying, don't none of us hold nothing. Don't none of us take nothing and let it wear your heart and wear you out. Don't let no one say or think about you or what you hear someone say. Because a lot of times it's not what somebody don't say it personal about you. It's what you don't heard. And you might not heard the real truth. You might not heard the full report. Might have not had very much nothing to do with you, period. Just a conversation that we get the tail end of. And then we go tell the conversation that we heard, but we didn't get the beginning, in between, and the end. But I come tonight, saints, just to encourage all of us. I'm not going to be before you long. I just wanted to praise Him. Sometimes you just want to praise Him. I want to praise Him all the time, but I have just a feeling that it's necessary. Hey, it's necessary for you to allow the praises of God to come forth for all of His benefits. Because what God have done in this family, He've done what pleases Him. Even though it may not feel good, but somewhere and somehow, when you can't see it, it's going to work for the good and to the good. But He have done that pleases unto Him. And we need to live every day that God has lent you to me. Hey, God has lent you to me to you. God have lent us. He have lent us our family members. God have given us years and times and months and days and weeks and minutes and seconds. God have done that for us. God have given us to know each other and fellowship with one another. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. God has given us to each other for however many years that He saw fit that we can enjoy each other. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that we can fuss with one another. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even that we can get upset with one another. But the thing that did not change is the love didn't change that we have for one another. Your well-being didn't change that we have for one another. Maya, that didn't change. Yes, we have disagreements from time to time. But God knows I wish you well. Hey, blessed be the name of the Lord. I wish you well. I wish you well. And not in some things, but in all things, I wish you well. Hey, I wish you well tonight. Yes, I wish you well in your going out and your coming in. I wish you well in your meal bag. I wish you well in your body. I wish you well in your finances. I wish you well on your job. I wish you well. Yes, sir, Lord. Yes, sir. I wish you well in your thinking. I wish you well for your heart. The essence of life is in your heart. I wish you well. Yes, I do, saint. Yes, I do. For in me, I wish you well. I wish you well. God said, listen to me. Listen to me. I just want to commune with you. How can you commune with him? You got to get relationship. No relationship, no commune. You can't commune. If you and I don't get relationship, we can't sit down. Come now, let us reason together. We can't come and commune with one another. Except we come into relationship, then fellowship. Relationship don't start sometime as strong as you would like. Relationship grows stronger and stronger and stronger as you get to know one another. Even if you have a misunderstanding. See? The relationship still thrive and survive. Oh, yeah. Before the Lord came and came into your life and cleaned you up and saved and turned you around and filled you with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and praise the truth of God. I'm talking about those that take it on the name of the Lord. I'm talking about those that knowing that you have taken on his name. I'm talking to those that know and have the law of the Lord in your heart. And those that desire it. Because in order for others to desire him, we got to show forth an example of him. And that going to be nothing but absolute, the pure love. That's the only way God can draw, through love and kindness. He told us how it goes. And not to toot the nose up. They said dirt. We made from a duck. I can say this because he's mine. And you can say it too because he's yours. And you got one and I got one. Everything in my family is in yours. Thing in yours is in mine. It was talking about we made from dust. And a person said, yes, I'm honest about my dust. You may want coffee in your dust, but I want a little alcohol in my dust. So I'm honest about mine. A lot of other people won't be honest about themselves. Only the pure in heart gonna be able to see God and to see God in peace. Only that is pure gonna be able to behold him. Only those that look for him gonna be able to discern his coming. Only those that desire him gonna be able to be filled with him and his truth. So yes, my nephew made me think about a lot of things and don't consider a lot of things. A lot of things. It'll make me question some things. Really have. But I praise the name of the Lord because his name is great in the earth. And I praise the name of the Lord for you tonight. It don't matter if you got pain in your body. You could praise God. I used to hear the saints say, you could praise your way out. You could praise your way out. You could praise your way through. And Isaiah 51 tells us tonight, if I could use a topic, I'm about finished. If faithful, God still comforts you. God comforts you. He told us to listen. Isaiah 51 and 12. I'm just going to say this a little bit. I am he that comfort you. Who art thou that thou should be afraid of a man, huh? That shall die, and of the Son of Man, which shall be made as grass. Huh? Good question, isn't it? That's a very good question, I think. He said, listen to me. He said, listen. This is one now. Listen to me. You who follow after righteousness. You who seek the Lord. Look to the rock for which you were hewn from. And to the hole of the pit from which you was dug. Look to Abraham your father. And to Sarah who bore you. Born you. For I call him alone. So thank God just call you alone. Call him alone. Some things in some places you can't go at the same time because something God called you to alone. Just you. At that time. At that present time. At that time. And bless him and increase him. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste place. God will do it, saint. Then he says again, listen to me, my people, and give ear to me, O my nation. For law will proceed from me, and I will make justice rest as a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth, and my arm will judge the people. The coastland will wait up on me, and my arm they will trust them. Lift up your eyes unto the heaven and look on the earth beneath, for the heaven will vanish. You hear? Now, for the heaven will vanish away like smoke. I said, heaven's going to vanish. Now, where in the world? I'm trying to get there where I'm going to be. The earth will grow old like a garment. And those who dwell in it will die in like manner. Now, listen at that. You think he's going to go back on his way? No. But my salvation, this is it. But my salvation will be forever. And my righteousness will not be abolished. Listen to me. He said, listen to me. He said, you who know, not you who think. Hey! You who know righteousness. You people, and whose heart is my law. Now listen. Listen to me. You who know righteousness. Listen to me, Ollie. Listen. You people in whose heart is my law. Do not fear the reproach of man. He says so. Do not fear the reproach of meanness, nor be afraid of their insult. Listen now. He said, for the moth will eat them up like a garment. Now listen. And the worm will eat them like wool. You know, you got to put stuff on wool so the moth won't eat it up. Yeah. God, don't worry about it. But my righteousness will be forever. And my salvation from generation to generation. Then he says something else to us. He said, wake up. Awake. Awake, as he told us twice. He said it two times. Awake. I just said, O arm of the Lord. He said it again. Awake, as in the anxious days. What? Be alert. Like they did in the anxious days. Be alert. Know what's going on around you. And the generation of old. People, they notice certain things. They notice how God up to something. They could just look. They was alert. They was awakened in their spirit. Something going to happen. I just can't put my hand on, but I can feel it in my spirit. Then they could say, oh, a blessing. I feel a blessing coming on. I feel it. I can feel it in my spirit. And they could just walk by you. And they would say, be healed in your body. Oh, they'll walk by you sometime and just embrace you, and you can feel the presence of God from it. Mm-hmm. And then the heaviness that was up on you, it'll drop off. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Somebody needs to be embraced tonight that it's heavy. So the heaviness can drop off them. People carrying a lot of load. Why? Why are we carrying such a heavy load when he told us we could cast our cares upon him? Why? Because he cares for us. Because we don't got tainted by the world system. We're trying to do it in our own capacity, our own strength. And it's not good enough. Not good enough. Oh, all of the Lord, awake as in the ancient days, in the generation of old. You are not the arm that cut off. See? You are you. See, tell us, are you not the arm that cut off Rahab apart and wounded the serpent? Now he says, are you not the one who dried up the sea? Yeah, the water of the great death, deep, that made the depth of the sea a road for the redeemed to cross over? He's still the same God. He's still the same God. He have not changed tonight, saints. God is still the same God. He don't want us with all this anxiety. That's the way the world thinks. That's the way the world don't put all these souls off. Don't get me wrong. I know people go through stress. I'm human. I do too. I know people go get anxious and go through anxiety. I understand that. And take on the world system and the world, what they say. And I know you have to go get help sometime to talk to a counselor. But God's given us great counsels. We can't get caught up in the world system. Because they can't feed your spirit. If they not spirit-filled, they cannot help your mind get renewed if their mind not renewed. Can't just get caught up. We're in the world, but not of this world. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. But he want us to hear tonight. He want us to. And I just wanted to praise God a little with you tonight. And I'm not going to hold you. I love you tonight. And God said, awake. 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 Stand up. Stand up. Deny if he don't told you to wake up. Wait. He said, nah, stand up. Oh, Jerusalem. Don't. He didn't talk about you drunk like the world, drunk with wine for the world. Drunk. As if we have no hope. Drunk. As if he ain't already told you, I come like a thief in the night, drunk. And how soon do you forget that we just strangers, people just passing through? This world is not our home, but we prepare every day: homes, cars, clothes, furniture, indoors, mind the house, on top of the house, under the house. Every crack and cranny, everywhere we can find. And don't get me wrong, because I try to keep up what he don't bless me with, too. And we're leaving so much undone within. So much going lacking within. Because if I can't love you beyond anything you could ever say or do to me, I have a lack of what needs to be within, strengthened within. For whom God will comfort you. God will. And I just wanted to testify tonight. Just wanted to give God glory for all he have done. And to praise his name. And knowing that God would judge. God will. And not God will. He already is. Now it's time for us to wake, put on strength. We don't hear words. But we just like grass. Come up early in the morning just as pretty like flowers and plants. the morning dew, and then late over in the evening, so you know it, it withers. It's withering. God don't want us to wither away. You know, that's not his will for us. That's not God's will for us. So he wants us to wake up. Wake up. Wake up. And make sure we tell of his goodness every day. He don't want us to faint when trouble comes. He don't want us stressed out. No, that's not the will of God for us to be stressed out. And God knows it's not his will, friend. That's what I know. Even if God afflicts me with something, if it is God's will that I be afflicted with any situation or circumstance, do you not know he already made a way of escape for me? If I believe on him as the scripture have said, I'm going to say, Lord, but nevertheless, whatever your will, let it be done. All I ask you to do is give me strength and see me through your situation. It's rough, it's tough, but I'm going to trust you to get me through this. What? What? Not woe is me, what I'm going to do. Now he just going to go. No. That same God that took care of you when they was there, that same God going to have to take care of you now. That same God you depended on when it was there, that same God you're going to have to depend on now. That same God you looked to, that same God that kept you from falling apart. Now you're going to have to look to him even the more. And to trust him even the more. Thing that God allowed to come is not to destroy us. It's to strengthen us and that we give God glory. That we give God honor. And that we give God praise. For all of his benefit. All. That we may walk over. And that we may possess the land, the things that he has promised us. Yes. I'm not waiting till he called me up to walk on those streets of gold because God promised me some things in this earth. Why you say that? Because God told Abraham to get up, leave your people. Didn't he tell him? Didn't he tell him that? And he showed him a land that flowed with milk and honey. Didn't he do it? He told him to go now. And God did just what he promised Abraham. If he tells you to get up and go, oh man, get up and go. Because he promised you, wherever you go, I'll go with you. You're never alone. And I will bless you. And whatever your hand touches, I'll bless it. But you got to believe that and take him at his word. And wherever your feet tread, I'll bless it. Wherever your feet, wherever you walk, the sole of your feet touches, it's blessed. And not only that, I'll bless you with things that you didn't even sow in it. Asking how I know. I'm a living witness to this very day. To this very day. The things that God have promised and have not come to pass yet in your life, you got to trust him for it. And don't matter who is rising up against you. Don't matter who coming against you. Don't matter how much people insult you. Don't matter about all this stuff. I look into him that is able to deliver me from it all. Why? Where? Right in the presence. I'm looking for him to prepare a table. And that is rightfully mine. If I do it God's way, the enemy have no choice but to give up that it's rightfully due to you. Why you say that? Because the wealth of the wicked. Laid up. For who? Not for me. For me. For those that serve the Lord. Yeah. They can be able to say, the Lord is with us. Some people cannot behold God in such a great manner. Except we allow them to know we were in a place. And Israel was a, or not, when God people, they was afflicted by Pharaoh, and they were beaten, and they was making bricks out of straws and everything. People was able to behold their affliction. They was able to see what all they was going through. They was able to see their abuse. People was able to behold that they wouldn't even treat it like humans. That people was able to see Hey, but they were also able to see that hand of the great God that did deliver. Oh, we're too embarrassed to let people see. But when you step out, you still got to show God strong and mighty. Because he really is, you know. Even when you're weak, he said, y'all, come on, just to declare you strong. Do it because I told you to do it. But I don't feel it. I don't. Y'all, you ain't asking nothing about feeling. I'm telling you to declare it. Just declare it. Because I told you to declare it. And because you declare, you have what you say. Why? Because you didn't stand on your own words. You stood on my words, the words of the Lord. Listen tonight. I bless the name of the Lord for you tonight. I praise God for your patience tonight. I glorify God for who he is. I glorify God for what he's doing. And I praise the name of the Lord for he's such a great and mighty and awesome God. And I praise God because he's a great counselor. He's a great counselor. He's a great, great, great counselor. I praise God tonight for his salvation. I praise God tonight because I found me somebody. And I also found me a choir that'll let me sing. Uh-huh. I found a song that can't nobody sing it but me. And just to glorify him in it. Yes, sir. And yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, don't have to feel no evil. Why? Because the Lord is with you. Mm-hmm. Yes. 10,000 may fall to your right. But don't fear. Don't fear. Because God will make enemy to come to footstool. Don't fear. So fear is of the devil. Because he ever let fear grip your heart. And said in down Thomas, we cannot, and will not perform in the strength of God, in the power of God, and in the spirit of God. But I praise God for you. Once again, I praise God for the host tonight, co-host. I praise God for Minister Bradley. I praise God for my leaders and your leaders. I praise God for those far and near, and I praise God for your listening ears. But most of all, I praise God for he that has an ear, let us hear what the Spirit has said unto our church tonight. I praise God for the strength of God that he have endowed us tonight with power. And I praise God tonight that he made our burdens light. I praise God tonight that he have envisioned us with a greater vision that we had before we came on. I praise God tonight that he has enlightened us in our understanding in such a way in the name of Jesus that we can press on just to look further. I bless the name of the Lord tonight because why? Because in his presence, in the praise of the Lord, in the praise of the Lord, that's where he dwells. He dwells in the midst of our praise. No matter what you're going through, saints, that we just can find ourselves just blessing the name of the Lord. Oh, we'll find he's right there. He's right there. Nothing you can go through. Nothing that can, that your high, low, in between that he's not already there. He's there for us tonight. And God bless you. God bless you. There'll be anyone tonight. Anyone tonight. Anyone need Jesus and have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior tonight. He's here. He's waiting. Arms stretched wide. If there be anyone that want to rededicate yourself, oh, sometimes we have need to rededicate ourselves. Don't fool yourself. We all do. And if there be any that just feel like, God, I just need a refreshing. If there be any that feel like I just need my mind regulated, a renewal. If there be any, you could come. You could hit *6 and you could come. Come on. Come to Jesus. He's waiting. He's passing by at this moment. All our needs he will supply. We can come. Holly, you can come. For strength, uplifting, and encouragement, I thank God for his word. I thank God for his word. Because why? I found myself. I praise the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord for how he's seeing our families through your family. Yes. You're not an island to ourselves. But you're welcome to come. If there be any tonight that needs salvation, the door is open. The door is open. You could come. Come on over. Well, if there not be not one, if there be anyone that if the word of God have not already came and to lift you, encourage you, and enlighten you, you're welcome to come. You are welcome to come. If the word of God have not came and have not come to you to heal you, to strengthen you, to build you, encourage you, you're welcome to come. If there be anyone that you desire prayer for, stand in the gap for, you're welcome to come. You can hit star 6 and come on over. Come on over. The table is spreading, and the feast of the Lord is going on. Oh, you can come on over. The table is spreading, and the feast of the Lord is going on. You can come. And if there's not one, if all is well, we're going to pray the prayer of faith, turn it back over to the hands of the co-host, the host tonight, for last words and tell you how you can get a copy of this broadcast if you so desire. And if there be any would like to sow into this ministry, she'll come with that information as well to give it to you for you eat, and you be strengthened, you be encouraged, be uplifted. And if you would like to leave a blessing for the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that it can continue to grow and continue to reach and continue to be a blessing, you're welcome to do that as well, to do that. And you just want to be a blessing to the ministry. You also welcome to do that. You're welcome also to pray. Keep the people of God lifted up as we pray for you all. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Does anyone have a short testimony tonight? Something God has done for you, just want to tell him thank you. If you just want to just raise your voice and lift your voice and tell him thank you, you're welcome. You're so welcome. If not, turn it back over in the hands of the host tonight and let her give you all the information that they have need of, just in case you would like a copy of the broadcast tonight. I'm going to turn it back over to her hand, and after that, just turn it back over into my hand. And after that, we're going to all praise God. We're going to pray. We're going to praise God together. Is that all right? God bless you now. We love you. God be with you. May God keep you. Bless the Lord, woman of God.
Amen. Praise God the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen, Minister Ollie.
Amen.
Amen. Booker tonight. Amen. For the word tonight. Amen. If you didn't get it, amen. Yours, I got mine tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The word went forth. Praising God. Amen. To tell you, amen. Hallelujah, what you must do to be saved, amen. She went all in the area. What you must do to be saved, amen. Trust the Lord, amen. Fear the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. I am, amen. Glory to God. You can't leave, amen, here without saying amen. You didn't hear the word tonight, amen. The word of God went forth tonight, amen. Again, I want to say amen, Minister Ollie. We appreciate you tonight, amen, for your endeavors. Amen. The word of God, amen. Let go. and letting God have his way. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we just want you to know, amen, that you can get a copy of the service on tonight. Amen. The broadcast. Amen. Just in case you missed it. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to give you a number where you can get, praise God, amen, more, amen, of the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The number is 912-257-3918. Amen. Again, 912-257-3918. Amen. And just in case you can't get no one there, you may have another number, 678-608-7234. Amen. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. And you can get a copy, amen, of on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hold on just a minute. Her name is, hold on just a minute. Pastor, someone cannot want prayer, but they cannot get through. Her name is Tammy.
She's trying to get on. She's telling me now. She's tell her what to do.
Amen. Amen. To match this match starts.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It does look like there's someone on the broadcast line.
Yes.
Let's see if we can.
Amen. Amen. Okay, but yet and still, amen. Amen. You want a copy, praise God, amen, of the service, praise God, amen. Those are the numbers, amen. And we hope you got them. If not, amen, we can go back over them again, start from the interruption, praise God, amen. But just someone, praise God, amen, is trying to get on Lambo. Her name is Tammy, amen. And we actually just remember her, praise God, in the prayer. Just call her name out, Tammy. Amen. But the number again is 912-257-3918. Amen. And the other number is 678-608-7234.
Hello.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Tammy.
Hello.
God bless you. Hello. Can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
All right. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Mother Ollie. Then, Mother Ollie, you still on the line?
Hello. I can hear you.
All right. You have a young lady that wants prayer, Minister Ollie.
Yes, Sister Tammy.
Yeah, this is Tammy. Yeah. Kim okay. Fields told me to call and that y'all would pray with us. We're a godly family. We're all Christians, but felt the need to call and ask y'all to pray for us tonight.
Kim? Person Kim?
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all are cutting out.
Tammy says you was calling to pray for Kim?
No, she.
No, Kim
prayer.
Is the one that told me to call y'all, Kim Field.
Okay. Call you, us, and we will pray with you. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure I had clarity. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you want to specify? You don't have to go into the full details of what you need prayer for.
No, we just got a lot going on right now. Like I said, we are a Christian family. We pray every day. We could sure use prayers from anybody. My husband had a stroke back in March, so we're struggling with that. And my daughter's 19 years old now, but she had a heart transplant at 14 months old and got a brain injury. And she still don't walk on our own, but I know God's going to let that happen. And I'm just having a lot of medical issues with my my liver and my colon. There's a lot of stuff going on.
In the name of the colon. Glory to God.
But we have a lot of faith, and we know what God can do. We've watched it with our daughter.
Okay. All right. All right, we're going to pray for you and pray with you, okay?
Okay.
We're going to pray for you.
Your name.
Because we know God is able. We know God is able. We know God can do anything but fail. And when two or three come together, touching and agreeing on the same thing, he promised that he would be in the midst. He would be in the midst. And so faith meets faith. Faith meets faith. And we're going to lift his name up. Father, God Almighty, who is able to do anything but fail. Lord, we come to you tonight on the behalf of this family, Tammy and her family, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bring them to the foot of the cross, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, because you said men should always pray and not faint. In Jesus' name. Lord God, we praying for the husband that don't have a stroke. But we still know you are able, God. We know that you got all power in your hands. Father, we praying for the daughter that had a heart transplant. In the name of Jesus, we lift them up to you tonight. Lord God, we praying also for Tammy that got sickness going on in her body, liver and colon, Father, in the name of Jesus. With every one of these issues, we speak to every one of these sicknesses. We speak to every one of these diseases in the name of Jesus. You have no dominion over Tammy. You have no dominion over liver nor her colon. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sickness nor diseases have dominion over God's people. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for we do know that all sickness not unto death. In the name of Jesus, thus saith the word. Now, Lord God, we pray for strength. We pray for encouragement. We pray for lifting of their spirit. We pray for lifting of the heavy burden. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, hey, for their minds and all anxiety.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, frustration, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. It has no dominion over the people. These are your people. These are your people. These are your people. And I bring them to you. I give them back to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we declare and decree. We declare and decree, God, by your word. By your word, you say, let the sick shall heal. By your word, in the name of Jesus, you declare, you told us to declare, let the weak sound strong, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to lift the head tonight. Lift the hung down head tonight. Build up. God, where they've been torn down. Strengthen them where they have been made weak, Father. In the name of Jesus, I speak to sickness by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, the whatever betide them, knowing you're going to take care of, knowing you're going to strengthen them to weather the storms, knowing, God, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. You'll go with them to the end of the world, thus says your word. And that's what I'm standing on. That's what I declare and decree is your word. Because it cannot return unto you void. It got to perform what you sent it. Send forth your word in the earth. And anoint your people ears that we may hear. And then do encouragement tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. For this family, Tammy family, in the name of Jesus, and to Kim that told her to call. And she obeyed, Lord. She obeyed for her obedience.
Yes, God.
Bless this family. Make yourself known in a way that have not been known.
She said, a Christian, they believe. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, show yourself to this family and all those that did not come and made it, may have tried to get on the line and was not able. Be with them, strengthen them, and whatever they need, I'll meet the needs tonight. In your son Jesus' name, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you God so much.
You. God bless you. Say this, Sister Tammy. I want you to say this. Repeat after me. Say, Father.
Father.
God, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I'm standing on your word.
I'm standing on your word.
It declares. Talk to him. Talk to him, Tammy. I declare your word.
I declare your word in Jesus'
back
name.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus'
name. In Jesus'
name.
In Jesus' name.
I declare.
I declare.
I declare. By
I
declare. Your word.
By your word.
I'm healed.
I am healed.
That's it. I am healed. Declare and decree it. Say it, Tammy. That's it. Come on. Let it rise up from your spirit, out your belly, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
declare
I am healed.
Declare and decree it.
Declare
and decree.
Declare and decree.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And we have to take on like those Hebrew boys did. If you don't deliver God, we know you can't. So the enemy can never plague your mind and torment your mind. You believe in this God and you in this faith. Nevertheless, I'm going to trust him. We have to take that nevertheless. No matter where I find myself and what state I may find myself in, I'm going to still trust God. I'm going to still trust God.
Yes.
The enemy is a liar tonight. He has no dominion over you. He has no dominion over your mind. He has no dominion. I declare and I decree it. Satan has no dominion. He has not over you. You have to declare it every day to him.
Yes, I do declare it in the name of Jesus. I am healed.
In the, declare. Declare and decree it.
Yes,
and like you
I
said,
declare
you believe
decree.
In God for your daughter. Keep believing God for your daughter.
Absolutely.
God for your daughter.
Yes.
It may seem foolish
yes.
to some, but you look to him. And Father, we know you able. We believe in with her. In Jesus' name, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And may God strengthen you in Jesus' name. We love you, Tammy.
Thank you. Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
When my daughter was getting her heart, well, before she got her heart, she got sick at 11 months old. We spent 6 months in the hospital with her, and we stood on God's word. And we never believed anything the doctors would say. When they would come in and tell us she was dying, they told us she had 2 hours to live, and we never received that.
Praise God.
And actually the day she got her heart, we didn't know she was going to get her heart that day. She started bleeding out, and she was bleeding to death. And they said as fast as they was pumping blood in, it was coming back out the chest tubes. And me and my husband, I looked at him, and I said, the Bible says to call things that are not as though they were. And there were so many people in there with us, and we was praying. And the nurses and doctors thought we was crazy. She was 14 months old and was coming and asked us, you know, to plan her funeral because she wasn't going to make it. And we said that we're not going to accept that. And we started thanking God. We thank God for her first day of school. She was 14 months old. We thank God for her first bike ride, for her first dance at school, for the day she graduated. And she's done all this stuff. We gave God, we just thanked him. And the doctors was telling us we was crazy. She wasn't going to live. And we got down on our knees and we started praying. And I remember my dad years ago, dad was already gone, but mom was there. And I said, I remember a verse in the Bible that dad said to go to if you're ever bleeding to death. and it was Ezekiel 16:6, and my pastor went to that, and he read it, and we all began to pray and claim the blood to stop, and within just a few minutes, the doctor came out of the cath lab, and he said, I don't know what you guys are doing back here, but you need to keep it up, because that blood just stopped instantly. And then she got her heart that night, and 3 days later, they started waking her up, and they realized that she had sustained this brain injury, and they told us that she was blind, and she said she was deaf, and she would never walk and never talk, and that, you know, we just needed to bring her home and love her. She would be a vegetable, and we stood right before the doctors, and we said, we don't accept that. They brought a wheelchair into her room, and my husband said, take it out. She's not going to need it. She's going to walk one day. And she does walk on her walker, but I believe God's going to let her walk. And she just graduated high school.
Praise God. Praise God.
So we know what God can do. And she's had her heart for 18 years, and she has never once had any problems with her heart, no rejections or nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we know what God can do. We know what God can do.
Thank you, Jesus. That's it, Jesus. See, that's
and they told me I would never have a baby for 17 years. They told me I couldn't have a baby. And on that 17th year that we was together, my husband finally got saved. And right after he got saved, I got pregnant.
Thank you.
So we know what God can do.
Amen.
But when I get down like this, and my mom died almost 2 years ago, and I just can't breathe without mom, I just get so depressed, and I know where she's at because mom loved the Lord and she served him well, but I just miss her so much.
Yeah. We understand that. That's that human part of you. That's your human part. Missing that human part. That's the human part. But depression don't belong to you. Stay where you believe, God. You did not accept what the doctor was telling you about your daughter. You have to still declare and speak. I refuse to accept depression. Mom, I'm missing you.
Jesus.
I'm missing you. But I just my last day getting depressed over what God have done. Because what you served him, you served him well. And for that, Mama, I'm going to have some joy. And for that, Mama, I'm putting on strength.
I had a praying mom, and I thank God for her.
You have to tell depression.
Let me tell you. God gave me peace because the night that mom did die, I just couldn't go saying, I couldn't tell her bye, and I knew that she was going to go, and I couldn't tell her bye. And finally, when I walked into the room, and she was laying there, and she hadn't talked to nobody all day, and she was staring straight up, and she hadn't turned her head or nothing, and I said, what are you looking at, Mom? And then I said, do you see Jesus? And she turned her head and looked at me, and I said, it's okay. I said, if you see Jesus, you just run to him, and I'll be okay. And within 5 minutes, no, not even that, about 2 minutes, she was gone. She went to him, and I know that God, that was God giving me the peace that she was with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I just miss her.
That's understandable, Tammy, because my mom's gone and my dad, and I miss them to this very day. There's certain things I'll be facing in life, certain things I come up against. I be needing my mom to feel that arm, that word of encouragement. But guess what I do? I go, and sometimes I go within myself, and I can hear it. I can hear her telling me the things that come back to memory. They come back to my memory that she could tell me. You just got to keep faith. You just got to hold on. You got to keep moving now. You got to keep trusting. Things I said, now, Mother Muddy told, that's what I used to call her, Mother Dear. I said, she told us that, y'all. We got to just hold on. And these things going to happen to us, and we know better than another family that goes through them. And we got to go through it. The words that they have left, they still live. God bless
before
you.
Before you pray, before you prayed, I was so sick at my stomach, I couldn't even hardly stand up. I was just so nauseous. It's just from all the stuff the devil's putting on me, but I'm going to rebuke that. But the nausea's gone now. I don't have it right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
glory
you, Lord. Don't get the enemy
thank
no
you
credit.
So much.
Thank God. Thank God. Thanks be to God.
Thank
you.
I thank
God
for placing Kim in my life and having me to call you. We just met and had a chance meeting at the dollar store. I had never even met her. She just talked to my daughter for a minute because she said she just felt the Lord all around my daughter. That's been over a year ago, and she's just stayed on my Facebook and followed me, and she said, you need to call this prayer line. And I'm so glad that she did, and I'm really got a lot out of your message, and I appreciate it so much.
God bless you. God bless you, Sister Tammy. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His
will.
Tonight.
I will. I promise I will.
I believe
just Satan
you.
Trying to bring me down, and I rebuke him.
In the name of Jesus. We rebuke him.
In the name of Jesus. Yes,
we
ma'am.
We follow together. We follow together.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. God bless you and your family now.
Thank God for your testimony.
Thank God for your testimony. Mm-hmm. Thank God for your testimony.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. We've been to over 100 churches speaking her testimony.
Anyone else?
Thank you so much.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. What a mighty God we serve.
Mm. Yes,
ma'am. What a mighty God we serve. God
yes, ma'am, we do.
Amen.
We give him all the praise and glory for everything in our life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If there be anyone else, before we turn it back over in the hand of the host tonight, anyone else? If not, woman of God?
Amen.
God bless you. COVID.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Y'all, God is up to something. Amen. What a night. What a word. What a testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I praise the Lord tonight. I am just, my, somebody's in some kind of way. Amen. Glory to God. We just praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah for Sister Tammy. Amen. Praise the Lord for Sister Kim. Amen. Thank you, Ollie. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for your word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Glory.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, Lord. Amen. Thank this Ollie. Praise God. Talk about praise God. Amen. That we can. Amen. You and I, praise God, and others, amen. If you want to just be in the help, a blessing, praise God, amen, to the PNN Prayer News Network tonight, praise God, amen. Glory to God, amen. Just want to bless, just want to do something. Glory to God, amen, whether big or small, amen. Just want to be a blessing, amen. We want you to know, praise God, that you can send, praise God, amen, to bless, amen, $, amen, gift of prayer. Cash App. Amen. Again, it's $, gift of prayer, Cash App. Praise God. Amen. To want to bless, want to be a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To this great, amen, anointed ministry. Amen. You see, amen, tonight what is going on. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you, amen, it's Prayer News Network. Amen. Telling the good news and seeing the miracles performed. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes.
Somebody said, amen, God ain't dead. He is still alive.
He's
amen.
Still alive.
Glory to God. Amen.
Glory.
Praise God. Amen. However they say it, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Save the best for last. For whatever thing God is doing, it is the best. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The word. Amen. Glory to God that it draws. Hallelujah. Amen. For the young lady to come. Amen. And to share her testimony. Amen. And let you know. Praise God. Amen. The same God. Amen. That did that. Praise God. To the daughter. Amen. 18 months old. Amen. To the husband. Glory to God. Amen. Still the same God. Amen. So don't ever think. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Try to give up on God. God is not through blessing you. Praise God. Amen. Again, amen. Thank you, Ollie.
We just appreciate you so much, your word. Praise God, your endeavors, amen, and to the host, amen, to the visionaries. Thank God for PNE, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Woo, God bless you tonight, woman of God. Hallelujah. You just don't know what you are, amen, what you have stirred up, praise God, amen, in the place tonight, praise God. Amen, for just being obedient to the word of God. Amen. It's been going on, praise God. Amen. Ever since last year of the prayer line. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Blessing, 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 blessings. Amen. Be, amen, upon you. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, again, praise God, you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God for the numbers that we have given you. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to ask, praise God, a minute. Minister Ali will come back with the last word. Amen. Glory to God to close us out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, Minister Ali.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God be with you. May his face shine upon you, Minister Bradley, the visionary. God bless you. 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 God bless his word, his anointing. God bless you. God bless his people. God bless his people. God bless you, Sister Tanny. Hey, God bless you. Oh, mighty God. Mighty God. God bless you for the word. God bless you for your testimony. God is still in charge. When the doctor say no, and when the doctor give you up, when the doctor tell you prepare for a funeral, God said prepare the meal. Bless the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Thanks is enough here, right here, right here, right now, to bless the name of the Lord. To bless the name of the Lord. Why? Because we overcome by the words of our testimony. And you know what? You know what? That testimony don't gave me a what? Another hey! I bless it. I'm not going to preach no more. I praise God, though. I'm stirred up. Yeah, glory. Thank you, sir. Oh, my. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hey, thank God for Sister Kim. Thank God. Because if Sister Kim hadn't told her, we wouldn't heard what the Lord have done and is doing and what she's looking. Her expectations in God to do greater. Now, bless the name of the Lord for you, woman of God, tonight. Thank you for hosting. Co-hosting, word of encouragement. You don't know your voice is a blessing to me. Your voice is a blessing to me, woman of God. And I love y'all much. To all of that, Father, Minister Bradley, your family, oh, bless the name of the Lord tonight on each of you all in your leadership and your leaders. God bless you tonight. Now we're going to reach the Lord God Almighty who's able to keep us from falling. He that have created the heaven and earth, and God, you'll praise everything in the proper place. In the name of Jesus, God, that none interfere with the other. In the name of Jesus, for God, you have wonderfully, hey, marvelously made us. And we say, thank you. God, we praise you. We magnify you for healing of cancer. We magnify you. We glorify for healing of the liver. We praise you. We glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus, for lifting heavy hearts. We thank and we praise you for healing of the COVID in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we thank and we praise you, God, for renewing and healing of strokes. We thank and we praise you tonight, God, for healing of arthritis. Oh, rheumatism. Tonight, God, oh, for healing anxiety. We come tonight just to tell you thank you. We come tonight just to magnify your name. We thank you, we praise you, God, for you're such a great provider. We thank you, we praise you right now, Lord God, for the blood covering. Hey, we thank you, we praise you tonight, God, for hiding us behind the cross. We thank you, we praise you tonight, God. Hey, mighty God, for you started, God. You started a work, a good work, and you're going to finish what you started. And we just come tonight to tell you thank you. We come tonight to tell you thank you for saving of our family and friends. Because Jesus, you saved to the utmost. Huh? And we come tonight. We come tonight. We come to say thank you for Israel. Bless God as you see fit. Remember her and deliver her from all of her troubles. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight to fight against those that would fight against us. We come to say thank you tonight for that strong arm of protection. We say thank you. No weapon formed against us going to prosper, no matter where it comes from, north, east, south, or west. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. No weapon formed against us.
Yes, God.
Shall prosper in the name of Jesus. But God will blow on that come against his people in due season and in due time. That won't trouble his people won't trouble again. Not that. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you for it now. Bless ye this people. Bless the hearers and bless the doer. In Jesus' name we do pray and we thank you for all things. Boy near, in Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Come on, let's just praise him. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless
thank
you.
All participants are unmuted.
Glory to God, amen. I just want to say we appreciate everyone. Amen. Come back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Enjoy. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. More good news going. Amen. Every round go higher and higher. In Jesus' name, see you tomorrow night. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Thank you.
Goodbye.